Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4, 24 Radio, bringing you a message of discernment, pure religion. Hey, you know, man has perverted religion to the point that it isn't even close to the truth of God anymore in so many areas where they claim truth. I want to talk about what is pure religion according to God's word. First of all, what is religion? Well, most people would understand it as it's their way to reach their God, their set of beliefs and practices. Sadly, the world is full of many false religious systems built of man. That's what we prove at our Unbiblical Teachers blog at don'tperish.com. But what does the Bible have to say about religion and pure religion? Well, let's go right to the source. James 1, verse 27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. Let me stop right there. To visit the fatherless. Now, and widows. So this is talking about giving. While we also must consider the rest of God's word for truth, let's consider this verse about pure religion. We'll do it two parts. We're told it's good and godly to give and to care for those who are in need, like widows and orphans. The body of Christ should indeed place a high importance on charity and giving to others when the need is valid. Now, many people today beg for things they don't really need, like homeless people that I meet in the streets. They don't want to work, but they beg for food and cash, and that's sinful because they don't deserve it. Widows and orphans, yep, that would be a worthy cause. Other examples of not wise giving would be unbiblical organizations, false gospels, that have false gospels, supporting those who don't work or give, giving your money where it never gets to the true need because of administrative and salary costs, things like that. Regardless, we do see a high importance on giving to others in the Word of God, so helping the truly needy is important. And that's what James 1 is talking about. Pure religion is helping the widows and the orphans and helping those in need. Again, use wisdom in your giving. Most organizations are not biblical. Most organizations have much waste and corruption. So be wise in that. Now, let's finish the rest of that verse, James 1, 27. To keep oneself unspotted from the world. So along with giving to widows and orphans and those in need, we're told to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Now, do people strive to do this, keep themselves unspotted from the world? No, they clearly don't. Man-made religion doesn't teach it in most cases. And so that's why we want to talk about it here. Now, let's look at that word, the world. What does that mean? Well, in the Greek, the word world is cosmos. And basically, it can have two meanings. It can mean what God has created, the earth, the heavens, the stars, the animals. Or it can be the world system that man has created, that fallen man and the sinful nature has created. So in this case, keeping oneself unspotted from the world, that would mean the systems that man has created. Okay? And examples of that, all right, would be things like media, corrupt government, sports, instrumental music, public education, fashion, entertainment, movies, politics, excessive hobbies and materialism, and yes, false religious systems of man that do not meet the Father's word. So you need to consider that. Keeping yourself unspotted from the world is not only keeping yourself from bad religion, unbiblical, false, man-made religion, but also from the carnality of the world. Most people don't seem to understand or care about that. So in context, we need to be really careful here to have pure religion before God. You need to make sure that you are willing and able to care for widows, orphans, those truly in need. You're willing to be generous with your money and give. And you must keep yourself unspotted from the world. That means leaving false man-made religion, leaving the carnality of the world, leaving the false ways of all these systems that man has created in corruption. You know, many times I meet modern pastors and teachers that are giving and caring people, but they're also spotted by the world. They're into MMA fighting, they're into movies, they're into Hollywood, they're into NFL football. they're spotted by the world. They're very deceived. And they don't seek and have pure religion before the Father. Galatians 6:9 says, will God be mocked? No, God won't be mocked. He knows their heart. He knows their actions are not pure, so they do not have pure religion. So this is all very important. Many think if they just give and they do their own brand of religion that they choose, that God will still reward them for being kind and giving. But that's not what the Word says. The Bible says pure religion is to give and keep yourself unspotted from the world. Now the question I have is, have you tested yourself? Have you tested to see whatever faith you cling to lines up with God's Word, the eternal Word of God, the Bible, that Jesus confirmed Jesus is the Word, His life documents and backs up what God's Word says. Does what you believe line up with that? Jesus said most people will miss the truth. They'll miss heaven. They don't line up with the truth of God. Matthew 7 says that. So at don'tperish.com, we help you test to see if you have pure religion. Not so much with the giving. You need to take care of that. Make sure you're giving wisely and using your money correctly. But we help you with testing about man-made religion. We help you with the true biblical gospel. We help you with the true New Testament body that's not like evangelical, denominational, Roman Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah Witness. No, no, no. Those are all made of man. We help you with the true New Testament body. And we help you to expose false man-made religious systems like we're talking about here. So go to don'tperish.com. Go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog. That'll help you. Go to our John 4:24 audio. You're listening to one here. Go to our Spirit and Truth teaching blog. Listen to the biblical gospel. Take the 10-point test. Make sure you have a pure faith, pure religion before God, as well as being caring and giving and kind and loving to others. So I hope this has helped you. Check back. We place more articles, audios on our website all the time, bringing you the truth of God's Word, rejecting the false ways of man-made religion. Thanks for listening. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.